word of prayer.
我哋用祈祷开始先。
Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for the love and the grace of your Son, who's come to die for us. Lord, as we remember the birth of the Son in Christmas, Lord, let us love in you be renewed. Let us love in you be strong and be without blemish. Let us just love each other with the love that you have given us. Lord, we just ask that you would just be with us in this following time. We thank you in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们在圣诞节这个时期特别的去让一个带着一个感恩的心去向你回应，多谢你坚定的爱，你自己亲自让你的儿子来到我们中间去为我们受罪，为我们死，又让我们人生里面有希望有永生。主让我们今天在你的话语里面学习怎样的爱，怎样去回应你的爱，怎样爱你，也都怎样去跟弟兄姊妹之间有彼此相爱，让你的话语，让你自己今天对我们说话，让你喂养我们。我们这样的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督得圣名赐而求。
Someone was saying that it's very hard to understand 1 John because John seems to be repeating himself all the time.
曾经有人讲话，使徒约翰写约翰一书的时候真的很难明，因为成日好像讲来讲去，成日兜很多弯。
He seems to be repeating on 3 topics.
似乎他在三个题目上面不停地一路兜弯。
Love, hate, and obedience.
就是爱、憎恨和顺服。
But if you really analyze it in detail,
但如果你用心嘅去研究研读佢嘅话语嘅时候
，you find that the book of 1 John is actually very rich with all kinds of illustrations.
你就会发觉咧，其实约翰一书咧系一本好丰富嘅书，里面咧有好多嘅比喻，有好多嘅解释，好有画像嘅解释。
John did not repeat himself just for the sake of repeating.
他不是啰嗦，他不是无意义的重复自己。
The first two chapters is about fellowship with God.
第一和第二章呢，其实是讲到与神团契，与神相交的题目。
So the topic of love, hate, and obedience is about our fellowship.
刚才所讲的爱、憎恨和顺服，其实是跟与神相交有关系。
But from chapter 3 all the way to chapter 5, John changes the topic.
由第三章到第五章呢，约翰呢又其实是讲紧第二样嘢啦。
The theme of these three chapters is about how do we know for sure we are the sons of God.
第三章到第五章就是讲到究竟我们怎样知道乜，怎样才是神的真正的儿女呢？
The topic is about sonship.
对不起。
The topic is about sonship.
是讲到属神嗰个嘅本分，嗰个嘅质素。
Now chapter 3 is a very long chapter in a way.
第三章似乎睇落去好长。
The last time I shared with you, I went all the way to verse 10.
我上一次同大家分享嘅时候咧，系刚刚系讲到第十节嘅。
We talk about 3 themes.
讲到三个嘅题目。
The first is how the Father loves us.
第一就是神怎样的爱我们。
Second is about how the Son loves us.
第二就是主耶稣圣子怎样的爱我们。
The third is how the Holy Spirit loves us by giving us his seed.
第三就是讲到圣灵怎样的去爱我们，是因着藉住祂给我们祂的种子。
Today we'd like to talk a bit more about verse 11 to verse 24.
今天我们会专注在第十一节到第二十四节。
As we have read God's words,
当我们读神话语的时候，
It starts that we have to love each other.
他讲到说我们应当彼此相爱。
In verse 11 it says the message you've heard from the beginning is that you have to love one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
So what John trying to tell us, is he trying to repeat once again?
究竟约翰又在说什么呢？难道真的又再重复自己？
No, not really.
真的，其实不是的。
John is actually talking about 4 kinds of personal relationships.
他其实在讲着人与人之间四种的关系。
He begins with the worst kind of relationship.
第一个关系就是从最差劣的关系讲起。
Then it goes up.
慢慢就会提升了。
And then eventually it came, he would tell us the best kind of relationship.
最后他就会讲到其实最好最完美的关系是什么。
Then John would tell us the 3 kinds of blessings that we would have.
他亦都会同我哋讲三种嘅祝福。
If we relate to each other, having the highest form of relationship.
当我哋与人真系从最高层次、最真挚嘅人际关系嘅时候咧
So if you know these four relationships,
假如你認識呢四個嘅關係
，and the three blessings，
同埋嗰三個嘅祝福嘅話
，from the highest relationship，
嚇由一個係最高最。最高最尖東最尖最最高境界嘅關係。
If you know the seven things I talk about today，
如果你知道我頭先剛才嗰所提到嗰七樣嘅嘢
，I've done my job this morning。
我已經完成咗個工作啦。
So let us start with the worst kind of human relationship。
我哋不如由最差嗰個關係開始先啦。
It's the murderer。
就係呢個殺人犯啊。
The worst kind of relationship is if you murder someone。
最差嘅關係咧就係你殺咗佢。
That's obvious, right？
其實很清楚很明顯啦。
But you will know that if you read the newspaper now, we see all kinds of murderers in the United States.
其實你睇報紙嘅時候、睇新聞嘅時候，成日都會睇到美國裡面有好多即係謀殺案。
They all seem to be demented.
似乎好似都係有少少黐線。
But I think most of them are demon possessed.
我個人覺得咧，就係同魔鬼有關嘅。
First is the man that shoots and kills scores of people. Killed and wounded scores of people in a shopping center.
第一個就係好似有個人喺個購物中心裏面開槍亂槍殺死好多人。
Well, he eventually committed suicide.
最後佢連自己都殺埋。
It's a murder suicide.
係一個殺人又自殺。
And the second one is strange enough. He started as a Christian.
第二個咧又十分之奇怪，所謂自己係基督徒。
He even wanted to be a Christian worker, but he got rejected.
他自己曾經自薦希望是一個基督教工作者，但是被人拒絕了。
He was with the famous organization Youth of a Mission.
他是跟一個非常出名的基督教團體有關係。
He was learning to be a pastor.
他曾經預備自己是做牧師。
But somehow they find out that he's not mentally fit for the job.
最後被人發現他精神上面不是很適合做這個工作。
Eventually, he came back and murdered two people in the center.
然後咧，佢就翻轉頭就殺死咗其中兩個人喺嗰個基督教團體裏面殺死咗兩個人。
Then he went into a big church, like the church has got about maybe about 1,000 people meeting at that same time, and he wants to shoot everyone.
佢冇停喎，咁跟住佢就去一間嘅教會裏面當中咧，大概有1,000人嘅，佢嘅意圖係要殺死當中嘅人。
He murdered two people in the congregation.
在那個的會眾裡面他殺了兩個人。
Now fortunately he was stopped by an armed security who was a new believer.
很幸運地他被警衛制止了。
The man shot him a few times.
他就被開槍幾次了。
And then when he found he was mortally injured, he also killed himself.
當他發現他自己是重傷的時候，他就自己開槍殺自己自殺。
Well, I'm not saying if you go to America, don't go to churches.
我不是跟大家說你去美國的時候千萬不要去教會，這個不是我的信息。
But I'm saying that, you know, nowadays, Satan is attacking the church.
我只是想跟大家說，魔鬼是不停地在攻擊教會。
It sounds so strange that Americans would have to be armed to the teeth. Americans are now wanted, you know, so strange that they want to be armed to the teeth.
很奇怪，這個美國國家呢，每一個人呢，都在說怎樣去保衛自己，他們很多人都有自己的槍。
Because the country is filled with murderers.
其實是不是因為美國有實在有太多的殺人兇手在當中住呢？
Then where does all these murdering come from?
究竟這些所謂這些這樣的謀殺是由哪裡開始的呢？
The average person in Texas has 3 guns per person.
在德薩斯州裡面呢，那個統計就是大概每個人都有3支槍。
And one of my wife's cousins in San Francisco, her house has got 10 guns.
我太太有一個親戚在三藩市嘅，咁佢間屋入邊咧有十支槍嘅。
She's got 3 guns in her car。
咁喺架車度咧就有3支嘅喎。
Including one in the trunk。
咁喺個車尾箱咧都有一支嘅喎，即係3支裡面其中一支就喺個車尾箱度啦嚇。
Just think about the kind of life you'd be leading if you are a United States citizen。
大家可以想象下，如果你美國生活嗰、那個你喺美國居住嘅時候，嗰、那個生活係、那個情況會點樣嘅咧
？Now the Bible says that a murderer does not have eternal life。
聖經清楚講到一個嘅殺人兇手咧係冇永生嘅。
This is the worst kind of human relationship you can ever have is to be a murderer。
呢個係最差最差嘅關係，就係一個想殺人嘅人。
And it starts from Cain。
其實咧就係由聖經裏面好係該隱開始先嘅。
Everyone knows about Cain and Abel。
大家都好知道該隱同埋佢個兄弟嘅故事啦。
It's from Genesis chapter 4。
是在創世記第四章那裡記述了。
Cain murdered Abel. Cain is the elder son. He murdered his younger brother Abel.
Cain 呢就是該人呢就殺了他的弟弟亞伯。
It seems like that in the Bible, elder sons always have problems with the younger brothers.
聖經很有趣的，經常都講到好像大那個呢會跟小那個會有拗撬，會有爭嘢。
I mean, the first problem, you know, that we have between two brothers is an elder brother killing a younger brother. The first murder in history.
在歷史裡面第一個的殺人就是這個哥哥殺死他自己的親生弟弟。
Then we know that Esau hates Isaac.
接下來聖經創世記又講到另外一個的兄弟以掃就將
他 Ishmael Ishmael hates Isaac.
Ishmael 就好唔伊撒瑪利就唔就殺就好唔中意佢嘅細佬。
And then we know later on that when Isaac has got two sons, Esau hates Jacob.
咁我哋知道咧，Isaac 佢後來自己有兩個仔嘅時候咧，咁個大嘅咧又係好唔中意細嗰個喎。
And then eventually, even in the New Testament, the parable of Jesus.
咁然後進言到新約聖經嘅時候，耶穌亦都曾經親自講過個比喻。
About the prodigal son，
就係呢一個嘅
浪子。
You know who's the worst character in the prodigal son's parable？
嚇喺浪子嗰個比喻裡面，究竟邊一個人物係最差嘅咧
？Is the elder brother？
就係嗰個大仔。
And when you think about that， why would an elder brother murder his younger brother？
大家可以細心諗下，點解大嗰個要殺細嗰個咧？點解咧
？The Bible says that Cain is evil. That's why.
聖經裡面講話該隱兇惡。
I often wonder about it. What if Cain were to offer the right sacrifice? What if Cain were to offer the sacrifice of the sheep or the lamb? Would his offering be accepted?
我曾經喺度幻想過，如果該隱將嗰個獻祭係羊嘅話，會有啲咩事發生呢？
The Bible tells us in the New Testament in 1 John that God would also reject his sacrifice.
我聖經裡面講喎，喺約翰一書裡面講話，假若真嘅話，神大概都會拒絕佢。
Because he's evil.
因為佢係兇惡嘅。
So even if he were to offer the right sacrifice of the lamb, he would still be rejected.
即是話，就算你送一個正確適當嘅禮物，但係你個心係兇惡嘅話，神同樣都會拒絕。
We'll come back to the murderer later on.
我哋遲啲會翻翻嚟呢個題目裡面。
But let us just go on because I don't want to talk too much about the murderer. That's so much other things to talk about.
我想繼續講，我唔想喺呢啲殺人嘅事上面嘥太多嘅時間。
The next relationship that is a bit better than the murderer is that of hate.
從這個殺人的關係上面比較好一點的就是一個憎恨的關係。
Well, that's slightly better.
其實只不過是好一點點。
But not much better.
真的一點都好得不是很多。
Because it says that, the Bible says, do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you.
聖經裡面講話，你們不要稀奇，當這個世界憎恨你們的話，你們千萬不要以為稀奇。
If the world hates us, then we know that we have passed from death to life.
因為我哋知道當世界憎恨我哋嘅時候，我哋已經係出死入生了。
And then we say is that because we love our brothers, then we know we're not with the world.
我哋當我哋愛弟兄姊愛弟兄嘅時候，我哋就知道我哋係已經離開世界。
And anyone who hates his brothers is a murderer.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是殺人的。
So the second level of human conflict in a negative sense is.From a murderer, you become a hater. Slightly better, you're a hater.
嚇，呢個關係比頭先好少少嘅，只不過好少少嘅就係話由呢個殺人進而到呢個憎恨，未殺佢啫。
But are you still a believer if you hate? No.
咁當你憎恨人嘅時候，其實你係咪真係一個信徒咧
？Because the Bible says that if you are a hater, then you're also a murderer.
聖經裡面講話，當我哋憎恨弟兄嘅時候，其實我哋都係殺人嘅喎。
As much as the world has hated us, why should we hate our brothers and sisters?
世界咁憎我哋，點解我哋要咁？點解我哋又會仿效，又要仿效去憎恨我哋嘅弟兄姊妹咧？
In India, I find out something when I go to these mission trips.
當我最近去印度宣教嘅時候，我發現咗一啲新嘅事項。
There's a big difference of the rich and the poor in India.
喺印度裡面，貧富懸殊嘅問題係十分之大嘅。
But I eventually find out that it is not the rich people that looks after the poor.
我發現最後其實即係唔係嗰啲有錢嘅人去照顧嗰啲貧窮嘅人喺印度裏面。
It's the poor that looks after the poor.
好奇怪喎，就係咧窮嘅人咧自己彼此照顧自己，即係彼此啊鄰舍咁樣照顧，窮嘅照顧窮嘅。
There's one factory worker in India that lost half a finger because of a machine problem.
曾經有一個嘅工人喺印度裏面，佢半一隻手指啊，半隻手指係斷咗，因為嗰啲機器嚇，可能工業意外啦
嚇。So they have to send him to hospital right away.
咁咧，咁當然咧就要即刻送佢去醫院裏面啦，急救啦。
There's no medical care in India.
啊，印度咧嗰個嘅醫療服務咧係比較差啲嘅。
You know how bad it is if you are an Indian person that needs medical care?Help in a hospital.
你哋知唔知道作為一個印度人喺印度，如果啊要呢個嘅急救嘅時候，會係有啲咩事會發生咧？會幾差啦
？First, you have to go through the gatekeeper.
啊，首先咧就你就要入到門口先喎，有個可能有啲人會停你嘅喎。
The gatekeeper always says the hospital is filled. The hospital is filled. You know, the hospital cannot take any more new patients because hospital is filled.
OK， 對唔住，咁咧就係話咧，即係佢可能咧第一句就同佢講話，入邊滿曬啦，醫院滿曬，冇牀位啦。
But for 10 rupees，
但係咧好奇怪嘅喎，你有錢嘅話咧，就嗰個故事就會改變嘅啦。
He will open the door for you。
啊，你有俾錢佢咧，佢就會開門俾你嘅咯噃。
And then you have to bribe the registration nurse。
啊，咁跟住咧，當然咧，希望你有錢啦嚇。第二個你要同佢傾訴嘅咧，就係嗰個登記嗰個護士啦。
And then you have to bribe all the way until you see the doctor。
咁咧，你要不停咁樣嘅去。俾黑錢，咁然後先至可以見到個醫生。
Now I don't know whether the doctor takes bribes or a proper nurse takes bribes, okay? But the people that pretends to be on the administration, they all take bribes.
我唔知道護士啊，定係護士收黑錢啦，抑或個醫生都收黑錢啦，我唔好清楚呢樣嘢啦。但係似乎整個醫院裏面咧，都從要有錢先至開到好多門。
But there are countries in the world that if you go to a hospital, you have to prepay the doctor before he treats you.
大家其實都知道嗬，呢個世界上面咧，你去有啲嘅醫院咧，你係要俾錢或者你要俾低張信用卡，然後先至可以醫生先至見你。
And who looks after the poor man that has been sent to hospital because he lost half a finger through this industrial mishap？
咁好淒涼地，究竟呢一個工業意外嘅人冇咗半隻手指，邊個去照顧佢啦
？It's the factory workers。
就係佢嗰啲同事喺工廠裏面同佢一齊工作嘅人啦。
Management just doesn't care。
嗰個嘅經理級嘅階層咧，其實都一啲都唔係好關心嘅。
So this is the kind, this is the third kind of level that we are talking about now, the level of indifference。
不知不覺地咧，我哋其實講緊第三個關係嘅咯，就係話冇乜所，即係唔係好關心，唔係好想知，唔係好想關心。
The worst relationship is being a murderer。
第一最差的關係咧就係殺人。
The second worst is become a hater。
第二個關係咧就係憎恨。
The third is indifference。
第三個就係不自理喻。
Let's read verse 17。
我哋喺度，我哋而家去睇下第十七節講乜嘢。
If anyone has material possessions and see his brother in need but no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
凡有世上財物的，看見弟兄窮乏，卻塞住憐恤的心，愛神的心怎能存在他心裡面呢？
Now, strange enough, the Bible says that you're indifferent, you're not a believer.
好奇怪喎，聖經裡面講話，即係如果你冇憐恤嘅心，你都唔好理嘅話，啊，你可能都即係唔係信徒喎。
But you know, I would love to say that, but somehow John did not say that these are non-believers.
其實咧，約翰咧唔係話呢啲唔係信徒。
John says if you're a murderer, you're not a believer.
約翰講話，如果你殺人嘅，你唔係信徒。
If you're a hater, you're not a believer.
如果你係憎恨人嘅，你亦都唔係信徒。
And he stops at that.
咁佢就停咗啦。
Now if you're an indifferent person,
如果你唔關心、唔好理其他人嘅話
You're a bad believer.
你是一个很差的信徒。
You're still a believer, but you're a bad believer.
你是一个信徒，但是一个很差的信徒。
Because you're a believer that did not realize that Christ has laid down his life for you.
因为你不了解，不晓得神为你将他的生命放低。
And God actually wanted us to lay down our lives for our brothers.
神的心意是要我们为弟兄姊妹去放低我们的为他们去牺牲。
So how can you say that? Why don't you just tell yourself? How can you tell your brothers to go in peace when he's in such big need?
咁我哋会问啦。咁当我哋见到弟兄姊妹有需要嘅时候，我哋点样可以即系叫佢哋平平安安的走嘅咧
？The Bible says that we should not love with words or tongues, but with actions and in truth.
聖經裡面清楚講話，小子們啊，你們相愛不要只在言語同舌頭上面，總要在行為同埋誠實上面。
Love that goes into action is a true mark of a believer.
一個信徒真正嘅標誌係咩咧？就係當你愛加上行為行動。
So the best level and the fourth level of human relationship is compassion.
第四個嘅關係係咩咧？就係憐恤嘅心。
That you love one another with the love that God gave you.
就是当你用神爱你的心，神怜恤你的心去爱你的弟兄姊妹。
Note the scripture says that we have loved each other with actions, but also in truth.
圣经里面讲过话，我哋爱弟兄姊妹是要行为同埋喺真理上面去彼此相爱。
Now that's lots of love that's not done out of truth.
这个世界上面有其实有很多所谓的爱。
It's done out of intimidation, not love. It's done out of selfishness.
外表上面好似系爱，但系其实骨子里面可能系好多自私，好多嘅欺压。
Those of you that are parents would know that now, if you ever go to a department store,
如果你系父母嘅话，你带细路仔去行街、行公司
，and your son wants to buy a toy.
咁你個仔就喺度掠你話要買嘢。
And he always wants it, and he would not like to let you look unless you buy it. What would you do?
每一次咧去行街，佢都掠你嘅，直到掠到你為止，佢係不罷休嘅。
All of us has done it one day in our lives too.
我知道大家，我知道大家都好有共鳴噶啦。可能你係爸爸媽媽，可能你從前細個嘅時候都有啲咁嘅個人經歷。
And then from whining, you went to screaming.
咁咧由掠咧就可能去到掠地咁，跟住就。高叫尖叫啦
！From screaming, you went into yelling.
啊，咁啊，尖叫都唔停嘅喎，可能就係呼喝啦。
And a good way to intimidate your parents, right?
啊，咁即係咪好得意咧？就係呢個細嘅咧，其實喺度操縱緊個爸爸媽媽。
Because hundreds of people are watching the scene.
咁咧就好似一台戲咁，好多人可能成十幾個或者幾百個人喺度望住你，圍住你。
So what would your mother do?
咁究竟爸爸媽媽應該做啲咩咧
？Hey, your mother knows that you get so much toys that you cannot even play with. Why would you need one more?
其實你媽媽知嘅喎，你屋企大把玩具啦，你都唔記得咗你自己有幾多嘅啦。
But there are parents that likes to bribe you, just say that, hey, I'll buy it, but just leave me alone.
嚇，但係咧有啲爸爸媽媽咧可能就支持唔到，就話，唉，好啦，費事你喺度做戲咁大咁惹人注目，我買啦買啦。
If you do it, are you loving your child in truth?
咁如果你真係買嘅時候，究竟你咪真係愛你嘅仔女咧
？It exposes a basic human weakness.
其實只不過呢一個故事，只不過即係表露咗你嗰個人性嘅弱點嘅啫喎。
Number one is that you know, I guess you succumb to terrorism.
第一個咧就話，即係你喺強勢之下咧，你係會投降嘅。
Number two is that you don't really know how to teach your child between want and need.
第二個咧就話其實表露咗咧，即係你唔係好識得教你嘅小朋友，就係究竟乜嘢需要，乜嘢係渴求。
And guess what? Lots of parents have that problem themselves, right?
大家其實都好明噶啦，我哋自己本身都有呢個問題啦，有呢個掙扎啦。
That's why so many parents are in bankruptcy.
啊，或者係咪因為咁樣，所以好多爸爸媽媽咧，即係都有呢個帳目上面嘅難處咧，有好多 credit card 嘅數未俾到咧。
There was a joke saying that you know, the credit card that I have.
有一個笑話就話我手上面嗰張嘅信用卡。
The number of my credit card is the amount that I owe the bank.
我有嘅信用卡嘅數目咧，就係等於我爭銀行嘅錢嘅數目，即係爭好多錢啦。Anyway，
And now I'm seeing also a true situation.
我係講一個真正嘅境況情況。
There was once upon a time a girl that has have a big fight with her boyfriend.
曾經有個細有一個女孩子同佢嘅男朋友有一個好大嘅爭拗。
Everyone in the house knows that their boyfriend is a Mr. No Good.
大家其實成家人都知噶啦，呢個男朋友咧即係都冇乜好處噶啦。
He's up to no good all the time.
嚇，即係佢唔係一時嘅唔好，係由頭到尾其實都唔好噶啦。
Drop out from school.
嚇，誒讀書又極差啦。
Habitual liar.
成日都講大話啦。
Could not hold a job.
誒，成日都俾人炒魷啦。
And constantly unemployed.
係間歇性地、穩定性地失業。
Always a whiner.
成日咧都即係冇乜男子氣概，喺度埋怨，總係別人嘅錯。
But somehow this girl got attracted to this Mr. No Good.
真係又唔知點解撈亂骨頭個女仔會咁痴愛呢個男子。
And now suddenly, now she realized that she's gone with the wrong man.
啊！忽然驚醒，夢中人，佢有一日知道呢個男子真係唔係幾好。
But the thing is, she has invested 2 years of her life with this boy.
但係佢又覺得佢已經投資咗人生裏面寶貴嘅兩年喺呢個男子身上咯喎。
So you know, she was lamenting about the 2 years that she has lost.
咁佢就即係為咗呢過去呢兩年就好哀傷啦。
So she was crying at home, you know, whining and you know and weeping at home.
在屋企裏面就哭泣啦，不知如何是好啦。
And her parents were thinking that maybe they should send her overseas to study.
啊，咁爸爸媽媽咧就諗咗一條計仔，就話啊，不如叫呢個女去外國進修讀書，離開呢一個傷心地。
And so you know she was weeping in her room.
咁啊，呢個女孩子咧就喺個房裏面獨自嘅呼叫啊，哀哭啦。
The phone rang.
啊，電話響起啦。
The mother answered the phone.
媽媽就聽電話。
It was the boy on the other line.
哎呀，竟然係嗰個嘅男子嗰個從嗰個男朋友。
The mother was listening to this Mr. No Good about his excuses.
咁呢個媽媽咧就喺度喺個電話裏面就喺度聽呢個男仔喺度講好多嘅理由啊借口啊。
In her other ear, she hears the weeping of her daughter on the other room.
咁一個耳仔又聽呢個男仔講藉口，另外一個耳仔又聽到遠處裏面遠處傳嚟個女喺個房裏面啊哭泣聲。
And she's been crying for like 2 weeks.
呢個女仔咧，竟然喺個房裏面咧就喊咗兩個星期咯。
You know what the mother say?
咁你估媽媽講啲咩咧？
Maybe this relationship can still be salvaged.
媽媽就話其實可能呢個關係都有補救嘅機會嘅。
And you know, why don't you just come and visit her once again?
不如你嚟睇下你個女朋友啊，我個女啊。
See, no one else would let this man into the house except his mother.
成家人咧係冇人願意開門嘅，除咗呢個媽咪之外。
Guess what? They're married.
好奇妙地喎，呢兩個人竟然結咗婚。
Now they're divorced.
哦，而家咧又離咗婚。
Now they're in a big court battle.
而家咧就喺法庭上面對簿公堂。
She runs to Canada with her little boy.
佢個女個太太咧就嚟咗加拿大，帶住一個細路仔。
She got remarried again.
佢咧又再重婚，再一次結婚。
With a former boyfriend.
同從前
個 with another former boyfriend.
同從前其中一個嘅男朋友結婚。
And this man is an abuser.
呢個男子咧又好有虐待嘅傾向咯喎。
You just think about that one telephone call changed your life so much.
大家思想下，就係一個電話竟然可以扭轉佢嘅生命。
I always wonder what if the mother did not pick up the phone? What if that's a servant?
我成日喺度諗下，如果唔係個媽媽聽電話，如果係個工人聽電話，個故事又會點樣發展落去
咧？ Or another sister that picks up the phone.
或者係個其中一個姊妹聽電話嘅時候，又會點樣發生咧？
They would all tell this boy to get lost.
可能就會鬧呢個男仔啦。
And that's the end to it.
可能就冚佢電話，跟住就故事就完結咗啦。
In half a year, this girl would have gone overseas to study.
可能咧半年之後咧，個女仔就可以去到外國進修。
She would have met someone else.
可能佢人生咧就一片光明，好燦爛嘅。
You know what? She never get a university degree.
大家知道嘛？嗰個女仔咧冇結冇從來即係冇機會去進修高尚教育。
She wasted her career.
佢將佢嘅佢將佢嘅人生啊，嗰個可以發生嘅機會啊，都拋開咗啦，都浪費咗啦。
So when I analyze the situation, she has a selfish mother.
我在這裡分析這個關係，這個故事的時候，我想想，是不是她的媽媽比較自私呢？
The mother just don't really want to put up with her whining and crying。
可能個媽媽就係、是，唉，即係成日聽佢喺度喊，喺間房度喊，即係怕咗佢，即係想快啲將佢即係掉走，搞掂咗佢，唔好自己煩。
And just that one phone call changed her daughter's life forever。
啊，係咪好可笑咧？就係、是、一個電話就將佢自己親生女嘅人生改變咗啦。
So do you love your children in truth？
你究竟係咪真係愛你嘅仔女咧？喺真理同埋。在真理上面愛你的子女呢？
Do you give them the wants or do you give them the needs？
你 是滿足他們的需要啊，因為你是只是滿足他，你只是想滿足他的渴求，讓他們不要再煩你
了。 The Bible says we have to love each other in truth。
聖經說我們要用真理誠實上面去愛彼此相愛。
And also in actions。
當然要在行動上面同樣的去愛弟兄姊
妹。 So what is the benefit of loving？
爱人的益处是什么呢？
What is the benefit of loving biblically?
根据圣经的原则去彼此相爱，然后有什么的好处呢？
What is the benefit of loving each other in action and in truth?
彼此在言语行为上面彼此相爱有什么的好处呢？
John tells us that there are three benefits.
有三个的好处，圣经上面说。
Let's look at verse 19.
我们看看第十九节。
If you love each other in action and truth, then you would know that you belong to the truth.
假若你在言语行为舌头上面一样的去爱弟兄姊妹的时候，我们就知道我们是属真理的。
The first blessing from love is assurance of your salvation.
第一个的祝福就是说我们知道有得救的确据。
Do you know you belong to the truth?
我们知道我们是属真理的。
And with that,You will be at rest with this assurance. You will be at rest in the truth.
有呢个确据嘅时候，我哋就知道我哋嘅心喺神嘅面前可以安稳。
Because you will not be under condemnation anymore.
我哋知道我哋从此就不会被责备，不会被定罪。
That your hearts will not condemn you.
我哋嘅心系唔会责备我哋自己嘅。
Because the Bible says God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything.
聖經裡面說話，神比我們的心大，一切的事從來祂是不會不知道的。
The best assurance is that you are on God's good side.
我們知道我們彼此相愛，行為言語上面，我們知道我們與神是，神是與我們同在。
Because He's greater than our hearts.
因為神比我們的心大。
And He knows everything.
祂也知道一切所有的事。
There's a Chinese saying that you can cheat God.
有一個俗語就話我哋可以呃神。
神不知鬼不覺。
God doesn't know, and apparently ghosts won't know either.
Do you believe that?
Do you? 你信唔信啊
？No, the Bible says no.
聖經話唔係嘅喎。
God is greater than our hearts.
聖經清楚講話神比我哋嘅心大喎。
God knows everything.
神係一切嘅事都知道。
He's the last person in the world that you can cheat.He's the first one that knows about your hearts.
佢係第一個知道你嘅心比你自己更加快知道。
So if you really love your brothers in truth and in actions, you will have this assurance that God is on your side.
當你真係從言語行為上面彼此相愛嘅時候，你就知道你係站在神那邊的。
That is the assurance that you know that you are safe and secured.
你就有嗰個確據，知道你喺神裡面係安穩。
Now this assurance will bring you to His presence.
这个安稳呢，是同样的，你知道你是与神同在，神在你，神与你同在，神与你同在。
Because it says that then you can rest in His presence once you have this assurance.
因为圣经里面说我们就可以在神的面前安稳。
And of course that naturally leads us to the second blessing.
那我们继续就会讲到第二个的祝福啦。
When you rest in His presence,
当我们在神的面前神的同在里面安稳的时候，
What is your second blessing?
我们究竟第二个祝福是什么呢？
The blessing is that of answered prayer.
就是说祈祷得应允。
It says, Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence because we have confidence before God and receive from Him everything we ask.
我们知道当我们向祂求的时候就从祂得着。
That's from verse 21。
就是在第二十一节里面所讲。
So our prayers will be answered.
我哋嘅祷告就会被应允。
Thirdly,
第三
we would abide in Him.
我哋就会第三个就话我哋会常与他同在，在他里面居住。
Verse 24.
就喺第二十四节嗰度讲。
It says that those who obey His commands lived in Him.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面。
See, the Bible says that once when you loved each other with God's love.
聖經裡面講話，當你開始彼此相愛，用神的愛彼此與弟兄姊妹相愛的話，
three things will happen in your life.
三樣的事情就在你的生命裡面發生。
You have assurance of salvation.
第一就是你有得救的確據。
That brings you into the presence of God.
這個確據就是引領你進到神的裡面。
Your prayers will be answered.
你的禱告也都得到應允。
And then God would abide in you.
神也都住在你裡面，你也住在神裡面。
So do you remember the four levels of human relationships?
大家記不記得我剛才講過四個人際關係啦？
The worst is that of the murderer.
第一個最差的就是說殺人的關係。
The second worst is that of the hater.
第二個就是憎恨。
Both are non-believers.
這兩個都是不屬神的，即都是證明到你唔嗰個人係唔屬於神嘅。
Both do not have eternal life.
呢係證明到行呢兩個嘅關係嘅人都係唔會有永生嘅。
A better category is that of indifference to suffering.
第三個咧比較好少少嘅就係話見到有人喺苦難裏面都冇乜即係冇乜動心，冇乜憐恤人嘅心。
It's kind of marginal.
即係好似邊緣人咁啦，扯牆邊啦。
The highest level is that of love.
最高的層次呢就是彼此相愛。
The love that you give out in actions and out of truth.
那個愛是在真理、言語、行為上面去付出的。
And it gives rise to three blessings.
那這個的愛呢，從而呢，又給我們有三個的祝福。
Assurance.
得救的確據。
Answer prayer.
祈禱得應允。
And God's presence in your life.
同埋就係你嘅人生裏面，神與你同在。
So if this is a New Year's resolution,
如果大家需要新年嘅新願望
，Would you need to have these three blessings in your life?
你係咪好需要、好渴望有呢三個嘅祝福咧
？If that's the case, start loving each other in truth and in action.
如果大家係好渴望有呢三個祝福嘅時候，請你哋就開始根據聖經所講，彼此喺言語行為上面相愛。
We are not a very big group.
我哋其實即係教會都唔係太大字。
And we all know each other.
我哋都識識地大家噶啦。
And this is a wonderful church.
呢一個咧，其實一間好好嘅教會。
It's a wonderful church to start your spiritual life.
係一個好好嘅教會，係培養可以培育你自己嘅屬靈生命。
Because this is the only church I know the brothers and sisters come with a potluck.
係唯一一間教會咧，我知道大家會帶食物翻嚟嘅。
And at the end there's a love feast.
大部分嘅時間咧，完咗崇拜咧，都會大家一齊有愛言嘅。
I don't know whether today we have that.
今日可能就冇。今日因為清理嘅緣故。
Yes, that's right. You know,
但下次可能有嘅。
Today's the only exception.
今日係例外，極之嘅例外。
So, if you're a newcomer,
如果你係新嚟嘅話
，come next time.
請你記緊，一定要下個禮拜再嚟喎，記緊喎。
Or bring your friends next time.
仲有咧，就可以話咧，帶啲朋友嚟。
God loves the happy people that love each other.
神咧係好愛嗰啲自己又好開心，但係同時間咧又好愛其他弟兄姊妹嘅兒女。
All of the problems seems to be starting from this murderer, right?
似乎一切嘅問題都係由呢個殺人事件開始。
Why would Cain murder his brother Abel?
點解該人要殺佢嘅弟弟咧？親生弟弟咧
？Anyone that studied criminology in here?
大家有冇讀呢個嘅呢個 criminology？ 對唔住，殺人 ，I don't know。犯罪學，大家有冇？攻讀犯罪學啊！
人渣學或者
我哋唔讀呢啲學。
No, it's actually a university. You can get a university degree from it.
你知道嘅嗬？你中意嘅話，你可以去大學讀嘅喎，好似 UA 都有。
Yes. Now, if you study that, what is the motive for Cain to murder Abel?
殺人動機在哪裏咧
Does he get very rich from it?
佢係咪殺咗個細佬之後就盤滿缽滿咧，發達啦
？No, right? He murdered Abel out of jealousy.
佢該人係因著嫉妒嘅心，將佢自己親生細佬殺咗嘅。
That is the reason why God says that he is a murderer and also a hater.
神就係睇到佢嘅心，知道佢殺細佬係係一個殺人嘅事件，亦都一個憎恨嘅表露。
But why would he hate his brother so much?
點解佢咁憎自己嘅細佬咧
？What has Abel done to him?
究竟佢細佬即係做對佢做咗啲咩事，扯咗佢咩邊條筋咧
？Now I can see that maybe why some of Joseph's brothers hated him.
我其實即係自己都有少少可以理解，即係點解約瑟嘅哥哥點解即係咁憎佢咧？咁憎約瑟咧
？Joseph told Jacob all the bad things that his brothers were doing all the time.
因為咧，約瑟咧，從前細個嘅時候咧，就好中意去，即係曾經去爸爸嗰度咧，就打小報告嘅，就係關哥哥們嘅小報告。
And Joseph is a dreamer.
咁同埋咧，約瑟咧就係一個幾出名嘅發夢，成日都發夢嘅。
And he dreamed that his brothers and even his parents would be bowing down on him.
咁佢有時發嘅夢咧，又即係同佢哥哥有關啊，就話佢啲哥哥會將來會拜佢啊，圍住佢嚟拜佢啊。
Jacob cheated Esau from his birthright.
雅各就以掃嚇，雅各咧就從前咧就喺以掃身上咧就呃咗佢長子嘅位份嗰個權柄。
And Ishmael hated Isaac because Ishmael's mother was hated by Sarah.
咁咧即係以撒瑪利咧就係、是、其實咧就好憎佢嘅同父異母嘅兄弟，就是、因為同父異母嘅關係嚇，即係大婆細婆嘅關係。
Because the two mothers don't get along。
係因為嗰兩個媽媽咧就唔可以共同和平相處。
And so you know there are good reasons why one brother hates another brother。
所以咧，似乎睇落去咧係有啲根據嘅，有啲理由點解即係有憎恨。
God permits, next time I'd like to share with you why the elder son hates the prodigal son.
如果假若神係容許嘅話，我有機會嘅時候，我都想同大家講即係浪子嘅故事，點解大嗰個會同細嗰個會個關係咁差
？Most people overlook why the elder son hates the younger son so much.
大家可能都好多都唔係好理解，即係點解大嗰個會咁唔中意、咁憎恨細嗰個。
But why would Cain hate Abel so much to murder him?
但係即係我始終都係唔好明白點解該人會咁憎恨佢自己親生細佬。
I pray about it.
我曾經為呢件事去禱告。
I ask God to give me a revelation.
我曾經向神懇求神讓我理解。
I ask God to open my spiritual eyes.
我曾經向神求，讓神開我眼睛，讓我明白。
God answered my prayer.
神又回应我的祷告。
Message I got.
我从神得到的信息是
is that Cain hated his parents.
个信息就是话神俾我信息就话该人好憎恨唔中意佢自己亲生父母。
Let us look at the book of Exodus.
我哋
turn to the Ten Commandments.
我哋不如大家去睇下出埃及记里面嗰个嘅。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及記第二十章十戒嗰個嘅記載。
You go all the way from verse 1 to verse 21.
咁我哋咧就係由第一到第二十一節裡面講到十戒嘅。
Now we don't have time to go through all of that in detail.
我哋唔可以即係好深入咁樣去睇啦。
But what are the Ten Commandments?
十戒係什麼咧
？The number one is that no strange gods before God.
第一個就係話我是耶和華你的神啦，除我以外不可。就是不可以有別的神啦。
Number two is no idols.
第二個就是不可有偶像啦。
Number three is don't take the name of God in vain.
第三個就是不可妄稱耶和華你神的名啦。
The fourth is to keep holy on the Sabbath day.
第四就是說要守安息日啦，為聖日啦。
And after these four commandments,
講完呢四個嘅戒命之後咧
，There are six more commandments that deal with our relationships with other human beings.
其他嗰六個界名咧，就係講到我哋與人之間嘅關係啦。
The first one，
第一個
is commandment number five，
第五個嘅界名
is to honor your father and your mother，
當孝敬父母。
And then after that， 跟住呢? Commandment number six is, you shall not murder.
第六個就是不可殺人。
Seven is, you shall not commit adultery.
第七就是不可奸淫。
Eight is, you shall not steal.
第八就是不可偷竊。
Nine is, you shall not bear false witness.
跟住嗰個就是不可作假見證陷害人。
Ten is, you shall not covet.
最後嗰個就是不可貪戀。
So where does all these sins come from?
呢啲嘅罪從哪裏而嚟嘅咧？
When a person does not honor his father and his mother,
當一個人不孝敬父母，自己嘅父母，
he would have violated the fifth commandment.
佢就係違背咗第五個嘅戒命啦。
And that many times turns the person into a murderer.
好多時候就會將呢個人變成一個殺人犯。
An adulterer.
很大可能是一個奸淫者
a thief.
亦有可能是一個嘅偷盜者
a perjurer.
最後咧，跟住咧就係會做假見證、講大話、陷害人
and a person who covets.
同時間咧，亦都有可能會貪戀別人嘅東西
People that study criminology would agree with me.
有我相信大概如果有讀 criminology 即係罪惡學嘅人，大概都會認同我嘅説法。
All the people in maximum securities, in a maximum security prison in Canada,
好多大部分嘅監犯喺最高嚴最嚴格嗰啲嘅監獄裡面嘅監犯
，There's one common theme，
都有一個共同點。
They all hate their parents.
佢多數大概都會好憎佢哋自己嘅父母
，especially their father，
可能特別係佢哋嘅父親。
Now you talk to some white people，
如果你同加拿大嘅白人種裔傾偈嘅話
，I find out that many of them don't really know who their father is。
我發覺咧，佢哋好多時都唔係好認識佢哋自己嘅親生父親。
Strange enough, when the Bible says honor your father and your mother, say, well, who's my father?
啊，係咪好奇怪咧？聖經裏面好清楚講話，我哋要孝敬父母，但係即係好多人其實對自己親生嘅父母都甚少嘅認識。
Many people came from twice or three times divorced families.
好不幸咧，我哋而家人咧好多都係會重婚再重婚重婚結咗婚啊，離婚啊，跟住又再結婚，又再離婚，又再結婚。
I know one white Christian.
我認識一個嘅白人嘅基督徒。
Who's with the UFA Chemistry Department?
喺大學裡面嘅化學部化學系嗰度工作。
化學yes, that's right.
Chemistry.
Mm-hmm. And his mother has been married and remarried six times.
啊，佢自己嘅媽媽咧曾經結婚咧就即係結婚離婚咧就有六次嘅。
Each time to an alcoholic.
每一次咧都好不幸地同即係有控酒嘅男士結婚。
And he told me that he can remember when he was a boy, all of his other brothers and siblings, they were all hiding under the kitchen table.
我呢個朋友咧就佢童年嘅記憶咧就係咧佢嗰啲兄弟姊妹咧成日都係匿埋嘅。
When his stepfather came back drunk.
當個爸爸翻嚟係即係醉酒嘅時候，佢哋都嘗試盡佢哋嘅大能去，即係盡佢嘅力量去匿埋一二角。
And start hitting。
好多時咧，嗰啲爸爸咧翻到嚟醉酒咧，都會打小朋友打人。
And he said he can remember the times when his mother tried to try to comfort him or try to calm him down。
我佢記得嗰呢個朋友咧，記得咧佢自己嘅媽媽曾經即係咁樣嘅安慰佢。
Men after men came and go into the house.
啲男士、男人、先生出出入入喺佢哋嘅人生裏面。
Eventually, they all end up in foster homes.
嗰啲小朋友咧，好多時咧都最後嘅結局咧，都係去嗰啲寄養家庭裏面去成長生活。
And in his late 20s, he became born again.
好好地佢喺呢個朋友喺二十幾歲嘅時候，佢有重生嘅機會。
All of his other brothers and sisters end up being criminals and drug addicts.
佢自己其他家人嗰啲嘅小朋友咧，長大咗之後咧，都唔有啲唔係幾好嘅結果，可能都係即係做咗罪犯。
I visit one of his brothers.
我自己咧曾經去探過其中一個嘅兄弟。
With him.
同我的朋友去探佢其中一個兄弟。
A drug addict and drunk half the time.
咁呢一個嘅兄弟咧，就成日都醉嘅。
Also divorced recently.
自己咧最近咧亦都離咗婚。
So I'm just kind of saying that why is there so much evil and violence in our society?
我真係唔好了解點解我哋嘅社會裏面有咁多嘅罪惡。
Why is there so many murderers in our society?
點解我哋嘅社會裏面有咁多嘅殺人事件
？Then I realize why.Then God told me why.
咁然後神藉住佢嘅話語話俾我知個原因係什麼
？It's because people do not respect their parents. That's why.
就係因為我哋就係因為人唔識得去點樣孝敬自己嘅父母。
And when you don't respect your parents, you end up being a bad parent yourself.
當你自己都唔識得點樣嘅去尊敬你自己嘅父母嘅時候，你又點樣去做一個好嘅父母咧？自己。
So the cycle of destruction will come out in your family, and it would affect society.
呢一個循環就會不停咁樣喺你嘅人生裏面，喺你嘅周遭嘅人裏面去轉。
So that's the reason why there's a Chinese saying.
或者就係因為咁樣，我哋中國裏面有一句嘅俗話。
Now I don't know how to translate that, but it's all the walks in your life started with filial piety. 百行以孝為先。百行以孝
为先。百行以孝为先。
百行行走以孝为先。Have you heard about that?
啊，大家一定听到啦，嗬。
Well, those of you that study maybe some ancient Chinese classical literature or whatever, well, maybe we don't talk about it anymore. Okay? Does that sound foreign to you?
系咪好好唔从来未听过，都唔系嘅。
I hope not.Cain hated his brother because Cain did not respect his parents.
嗰人憎恨佢自己嘅弟弟，系因为佢唔识得孝敬佢自己嘅父母。
Adam is a man of faith.
Adam.
亚当。
亚当自己一个有信心嘅人。
See, when he got kicked out of paradise,
当佢从乐园里面被赶出去嘅时候
，he got three things.
佢有三样嘅嘢嘅。
One is that he got a new garment.
佢第一樣嘢，神俾佢就係一件新嘅衣裳。
That shows that he accepts the salvation because he took off his garment of fig leaves.
就係意味住咧，佢係接受神嘅救恩。
Second is that he named his wife Eve.
第二樣嘢咧，就係佢稱呼佢嘅太太為夏娃。
The woman's name is not named by God but by Adam himself.
夏娃嘅名唔係神俾嘅，係亞當俾嘅。
What does Eve mean?
夏娃的意思是什么呢?
The mother of all living.
就是说所有生存的妈妈。
Adam knew that the wages of sin is death.
亚当知道罪的工价就是死。
Adam knew that when he disobeyed, sin and death came to the world, starting from himself.
亚当知道当他自己不顺服神的时候死就开始。
Adam knew that nature, including himself, was now cursed.
亚当自己知道人类那个的就人类的历史就会是一个咒诅之下。
But yet Adam called his wife Eve, the mother of all living.
但是同时间亚当又称呼他的太太为所有生存的妈妈。
Why?
點解咧?
Because he believes in the salvation of Jesus that would come.
因為亞當已經從嗰時可能已經知道，心裡面知道將來有救恩，耶穌基督會有拯救。
Because he believed what God was saying, that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head.
因為亞當知道神嘅説話係可信靠嘅，就係話女子所生嘅將來係會將蛇嘅頭壓住。
Thirdly, Adam got himself a new home.
第三就係亞當有一個新嘅屋企。
He left.
佢離開樂園。
And he built a new home.
佢自己建造一個新嘅屋企家。
He must have taught his children about faith and piety.
佢必定係將關於信心同埋清潔呢一個嘅課題係教佢自己嘅兒女。
In fact, his teachings would go all the way to Enoch.
我相信呢啲嘅教導咧，係一直延續到以諾。
Because Adam lived a long time.
因為亞當係喺世上存活咗好多嘅年日。
He would have been with Enoch for about 200 years even.
佢大概同以諾 係一齊喺地上面生存都有200年嘅時間。
So out of his children, out of his children,
嚇佢所有亞當所有嘅細路仔。
Abel accepted the way of salvation.
除咗該隱，佢哋應該都係會接受咗救恩呢一個嘅嚇，都會應該接受咗救恩。
Abel accepted, but Cain rejected.
該隱係接受咗救恩嘅，但係啊唔係對唔住對唔住 ，Abel 亞伯係接受咗救恩，但係該隱係拒絕。
And that's what's wrong with Cain.
呢一個大概就係該隱嘅問題。
I think that when Cain started to become a murderer, he ran away from God's presence.
我相信當該隱殺，即係當該隱開始殺佢細佬嘅時候，佢就係遠離。刻意咁樣遠離神嘅救恩。
And First John tells us that we have to be careful about people that are living like Cain.
約翰一書同我哋講話，我哋要同該隱類似嘅人要小心。
We all have Cains in our lives. We all would be exposed to people like Cain when we go to work, when we go to classes.
我哋喺生活裏面好多時可能有機會去同該隱類似嘅人有接觸。
They may not be murderers, but then they are certainly haters.
佢哋可能未去到殺人嘅地步，但係佢可能都會有好氣好多嘅憎恨喺佢嘅生命裏面。
They will hate you if they know you are a believer.
啊，佢哋可能當佢哋知道你係信徒嘅時候，佢哋會好唔中意你，好憎恨你。
So to conclude, I would have to refer you back to the second chapter of First John.
我完結嘅時候，我想大家再從一次留再一次留意約翰一書第三章。
John was telling us 第二章。John was telling us that there are many antichrists.
約翰老約翰講到喺末世嘅時候會有好多假基督。
And these are the people that went out from the church.
呢啲假基督嘅人咧，可能喺教會裏面出嚟嘅。
They once belonged to the church.
佢哋曾經喺教會裏面。
So Cain belonged to Adam, but Cain left. Cain was driven out.
就好似該隱從前係喺神嘅任備之下，但係跟住又殺人離開咗救恩。
The Bible says that these Cains or these antichrists, they lie from the truth.
聖經裡面講話呢個假基呢啲假基督們咧係講大話，不説真理的。
And Cain also lied to God.
就好似該隱曾經向神講大話，説謊話。
I don't know where my brother is.
我唔知道我弟弟去邊喎。
And then thirdly, the Bible says that these people they would deny that Jesus is the Christ.
第三就係話呢啲假基督咧係會唔承認耶穌基督係耶穌係基督。
The worst you can do to your father and to your mother is when you hate your brothers and sisters at home. That's the worst disrespect you can ever give.
你點樣可以唔孝敬、唔尊敬你嘅父母咧？就係、是、唔愛你自己嘅親生弟兄兄弟姊妹。
And Cain did that.
啊，呢、這個就係該隱所做嘅。
The Bible says that the man that denies Jesus is the Christ also denies the Father.
聖經裡面講話，當一個人去唔認耶穌為基督嘅話，佢同樣就係唔認神。
So when Cain hates Abel, he's also dishonoring his parents.
咁樣就可。即係所以當該隱唔去承認自己嘅細佬嘅時候，就係同樣地係唔承認自己嘅父母。
Fourthly, John says that these antichrists they would like to lead you astray.
第四就係話呢啲嘅假基督們咧，好中意就帶人離開進入迷惑。
The descendants of Cain were led astray.
該隱嘅後裔同樣都係會令人迷惑離開。
There's one of his descendants called Lamech.
佢其中有一個嘅後裔叫做 Mac。
Lamech。
Lamech。
And he murdered two people。
呢個拉密咧就自己都殺咗兩個人。
He says that's all right。
啊，佢話冇乜所謂喎。
He's got two wives。
啊，佢有兩個太太。
And also a direct contradiction to God's one wife policy。
啊，呢個好明顯啦，就係有兩個太太就係即係同神嘅法定一夫一妻制係有違背啦。
And he says, I kill two people. I kill a young man. I kill another person.
啊，佢自己都曾經講過話，我殺咗兩個人，其中一個係好年輕嘅。
No big deal. Another one as well. So what?
啊，冇乜所謂啊，即係殺咗兩個人。
Because they are harming me.
啊，因為佢哋即係佢攞藉口就話佢哋害我。
Typical criminal excuse.
啊，呢啲都係藉口嚟嘅。
And he says that now if Cain would be avenged, I would also be avenged.
他就说我会好像该人一样。
If someone tries to harm Cain,
如果有人要伤害该人的话,
they would be avenged seven times.
那他们就会有神会责备他们七次。
Mm-hmm. But if someone wants to harm me,
如果有人想伤害我的话,
they will be avenged 70 times, seven times.
他这些想害我的人呢就会被神追打490次。
Right, yes. That's what he thought.
这个是他自己想的。
That's how he assumed.
这个是他以为的。
But notice, that's exactly how Jesus has told Peter.
是不是很奇怪呢?耶稣自己是曾经这样对使徒彼得这样说
过。Peter was asking Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brothers?
彼得曾經問耶穌話：我究竟要即係寬恕我嘅弟兄幾多次就 OK 啦
？490 times。
耶穌嘅回答就話：70 times 7 times。
See, you would see that the people that lead you astray are these unlawful and ungodly people。
帶你離開、帶你進入迷惑嘅人係與神
係。They would eventually lead you into murder and hatred。
帶你離開嘅人，大家要小心，因為佢哋可能會。將憎恨、將殺人嗰啲嘅種子係傳俾你。
So you all remember the four relationships and the three blessings.
請大家記得嗰四個關係同埋三個嘅祝福。
I think we should end today.
我哋今日就完結啦。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
我哋祈禱。
Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the blessing that you have given us. That once we start to love you in action.